Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Everyone is a thief. Sankhara Dharma is the five khandhas. The five khandhas are conditioning by others. They don't have any quality or power of one's own. The five khandhas are relying on others. The khandha arises with the four conditions of kama, citta, uttu, ahara. Let's put aside the four mind khandhas for just now. Form is conditioning by kama. For example, it makes the eye sensitivity to arise, i.e., kaku pasada. The other four sensitivity matters are also the same. Don't take it as my eye, my ear, etc. With the observation, if the mind is clear and the physical form also becoming clear, if someone is very angry and the face becomes ugly, if the temperature is hot and physical body feeling tired, by eating good foods and has a plump body, with poor in foods become thin, can be touched and measured is form, rupa, and has four causes. These are forms sankhara dharma. Adding with the conditioned mind dharma and become special. If kama is asking you to die and will die, and asking you to be alive and will be alive. The mind arises by object and sense door, aram and vara. For example, before two symbols is not hitting each other and hearing consciousness not arises. And only after hitting together and it arises. Eye sensitivity, kaku pasada, ear sensitivity, sota pasada, etc., are from the passive sides. Form, sound, etc., are from the active sides. With both sides contact together, fasa, seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, etc., arise respectively. They all are arising by the conditioning of others. So remember them as sankhara dharma. The five khandhas or mind and body are the assemblage of sankhara. Don't let I and me interfere with it. With the interference you're stealing others' properties. I and me go interfere with it because you don't know it as sankhara dharma. I am not talking about interfere in speech. Don't interfere with thought and view. Nothing can be said if you don't use it in speech. You take them as me and mine for a long time not knowing about these things. Thinking with me and mine will fall away if you think about it and reflect on them. Knowing it with the causes can make it fall away. Me is ditthi and mine is form, rupa. We steal things not belonging to us and fall into apayas. Therefore, ditthi is a thief. Taking things made by others as me and mine and with theft arriving to apaya. In the whole of samsara we were committing thefts and it was sure mostly in the apayaboom. We're not free from committing stealing with wrong view in any life. We were stealing in the human and heavenly worlds. We can't abandon our habit of stealing and mostly in the apaya, woeful existence. You will continue the stealing if no one clears it away for you. Even with theft in the present punish by law. And it should be punished by dangers of samsara. With wrong view and making it one's own that will arrive apaya. Whenever you can't abandon your stealing habit, you will not be free from samsara. Ditthi is very bad indeed. With the Buddha arose in the world and met with a good teacher, and only sometime came as not me and not mine. Knowing it has not belonged to you, the mind and body become not self, anatta. People take it anatta only when a clay pot is broken. Mind and body are not yours even you're still alive. Mind and body are not yours even before perishing. Then you know anatta very well, but not on its sign, characteristic, lakana. The Buddha taught as rupa anatta, Vedana anatta, etc. Form is not self, feeling is not self, etc. Therefore, it's clear that the present five khandhas are not self. I'll explain the lakhana. The Buddha not taught it as anatta sutta, but as anatta lakhana sutta. Originally it is not self. And abandon its original nature is lakhana. It is not finished yet for only knowing anatta. It will be good to arrive to the point of lakhana. At the time of arising is anatta and its dissolution is lakhana. With the combination of the two and anatta lakhana become completion. Knowing him is anatta lakhana nana, getting the anatta lakhana nana and atta falls away. Knowing the arising and passing away is nana, knowledge of anatta lakhana. If you don't know anatta, knowing lakhana is impossible. So, you don't know anatta when it shows the lakhana for your going to apaya. For example, you become sorrow, lamentation, etc. when a dear one of yours dies. Don't know the original anatta, when it shows the lakhana and we quarrel with the Buddha and Dharma. Living beings are always living with atta-ditthi, so that mostly in the woeful planes. At last anatta lakhana nana come back to the impermanent phenomena. Vedana arising is anatta and its dissolution is lakhana. Seeing of them is nana. Combining together becomes anatta lakhana nana. In the Chachaka Sutta, the Buddha explained it clearer, Majjhima N. MN.148 Chachaka Suttam. The causes are anatta, so are the results. Anatta lakhana nana is the five magunga. Of the five magunga, right view is the leader. When you're making it me and mine and leading by wrong view. Ditthi and tana are mixing together. During the five magunga arise and cutting off tana, upadana and kama. Therefore, anatta lakhana nana not only cut off ditthi, but also including tana. DA process is cutting off in the middle. Avidya becomes samadhi and also it cut off in the beginning. And become vidya udapadi, knowledge arises. This is referring to nibbana. Tana nirodho, the cessation of craving is also nibbana. Sayadaw continued to talk about Subhadda the wanderer, the last disciple of the Buddha. If someone knows anatta lakhana nana and at any time there will be always with Sotapanna, to Arahant. Therefore, you all have to practice with faith. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Concept, reality and wise attention. You have to remember, wise attention is important. You must expose the reality, Paramatta Dharma. Because of the concepts, the Dharma to Nibbana are hidden beneath the concepts. First, have to strip off the concepts and must talk about Dharma to expose the reality. After uncovering the concept, the reality will appear, and then moving away the Dharma which covered up Nibbana. Three kinds of Dharma are here. To discern Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta and Dukkha Sakka, you must move away the hindrances. With only discovering of Anicca, Dukkha and Anatta Dharma become wise attention. If you don't have wise attention, concepts will torment you. Talked about Ven. Tissa who died and born as a louse. He had sila but died with the attachment to his new robes. Mind and form, Anicca, Dukkha and Anatta not appeared to him, and so he had unwise attention. Therefore, he was born as a louse. In the world there are a lot of wrong attentions for us. Mention some of them in the daily life. With wrong attentions beings are born in bad destination, Dugati. Therefore, beings were missing the chances with each Buddha. They're living with things with wrong attention, family members, wealth, etc. Wasting their time with things with wrong attention. They also do not meet with a good teacher. And they take pleasures in things with wrong attention that they are arriving in woeful plains. A place where is not good to live is with a lot of fetters, Samyojana. You have to work hard with the practice. If become a habitual kama and no need to be afraid of bad destination. I.e., asanaka kama of regular practice, but with wrong attention becomes near death kama, asana kama, and send beings to painful destinations. With right attention, it becomes right view, and with wrong attention, wrong view arises. It will have the right attention with the teaching to expose the reality. The things you can touch are not man or woman. These are just only form. It's only the beginning for right attention. The things arising in which you can't touch are mind dharma. There are only these two kinds of dharma. It is form which can be measured and mind which can't be measured. Can these things, want to eat, good to eat, etc., be measured? Explained the four nama dharma with examples. You will be free from death if you're taking the medicine of truth. Only with the dana, sila and samatha, practices are changing deaths. You will not reach to right attention if you don't start from the mind and body. It'll fall apart if the mind abandons form. You must remember mind is the leader. Mind is giving the order and form is following the orders. There is only the foreman and worker exists. Now, we're taking off the man and woman concepts. And ditthi is cleared up. Without the heavy element of ditthi will not fall into the apaya. We still have to uncover the process of cause and effect. This is to be freed from doubt, visakicca. Mind and body nature are changing and perishing. Accept the impermanent process and nothing exists. With the right attention, it develops to the knowledge of rise and fall, buddhi abhaya nana. If you prefer mind, then contemplate the mind. If vedana, then contemplate vedana. You'll see the arising and passing away. Only the arising dukkha and the vanishing dukkha exist. At last you'll make the decision that it hasn't any sukha, happiness, but only dukkha, suffering. This is penetrating dukkha thoroughly. Only with the penetrating of dukkha thoroughly that substitute with nirodha, the cessation of dukkha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Simple and direct. Right attention comes with the sitting meditation. With family matters and business, it'll not arise. First, do with just knowing the in-breath coming in and the out-breath going out, for 15 or 20 minutes. This is for someone not doing it before. Someone who already discerns impermanence does not need for it. If we only listen to a few talks by Sayadaw, we can misinterpret some of his talks. For general listeners, he always asked him to calm the mind down for a while with the Anapanasati. Thai forest monks were also doing the same thing. They always sat for samadhi before contemplation. Some even talked about Sayadaw's instruction as Vipassana Yanaka way, dry insight. Even though he didn't mention much about samadhi, his instructions to close disciples on samadhi were not the dry insight practice. For example, see the instruction given to Yu Kyo Thane, one of his close disciples. In many of his talks he emphasized the contemplation of impermanence. How do you contemplate impermanence if you don't have samadhi? You have to know every time it going out and every time coming in. The mind does not run away anywhere if you are continuously knowing in this way. And you know it continuously. You bind your mind at the post of in-breath and out-breath. When you're knowing like this, and if the body becomes hot or cold or whatever arising, with the samadhi, candor will tell you. It could tell you itches, pains, aches, numbness, tiredness, etc. It could also tell you hot, cold, calmness, vibrations, etc. Someone has samadhi and knows them. No samadhi and doesn't know them. For example, this room is 18 feet, 55.7 meters, high. At around midnight, if a small lizard falls from the ceiling, can hear the thud sound. With a lot of people like now, we don't know it. Because with the interference of the sound of the machine and human voices. Someone has samadhi, knows everything what the kanda tells him. The kanda talks about its nature. Its nature is here one thing and there another thing. The kanda is changing, viparinama. Even it's changing before the samadhi, but we don't know it. Samahito yathabhutam pajanati. Someone had samadhi, knew about the kanda rightly, which was mentioned by the Buddha in the suttas on samadhi. How to know it rightly? If the kanda is itching and telling you that I am the feeling aggregates, vedanakanda, with pain and also the same. Different kinds of feelings arise and you know them. Different mind states arise and you know them. Forms are changing from hot to cold. After you arrive back home, just try it out. The Buddha taught that kanda was called viparinama, change. Every time a new one is arising with the abandoning of the old one. Someone has samadhi, by observing the change and seeing its dissolution. Viparinama is arising and dissolution is vanishing. So it's arriving back to the rise and fall of phenomena. In the kanda only rise and fall exist. In the kanda only change and dissolution exist. Only by seeing the change and dissolution, it is neither a man nor a woman. It is no need to dispel ditthi for you. At that moment the face and the hairs not appear to you. By observing the changing and vanishing phenomena, man and woman naturally disappear. Men and women are the saying of the society, which were taught by your father and mother. You close the five sense doors and observe with the mind door. You only see the change and dissolution if you observe with the mind eye. Viparinama lakanam dukkha sakam, the characteristic of change is truth of dukkha. Change is abandoning of its nature. Dissolution is abandoning of its nature. Note the change and dissolution of phenomena as dukkha sakka. At that time don't separate them as mind and body, because you contemplate them as truth, sakka. So it becomes dhammanupassana satipatthana. Change and dissolution are dukkha sakka and seeing is magga sakka. It becomes right attention. Yoniso and panna are going together. With right attention and you found dukkha sakka. It's the vijja I, samma ditthi I and nana I. You get the eye of seeing dukkha. Normally you take them as man and woman and never think about it as dukkha. Now, you know the differences of your body and dukkha sakka. It happens with its nature, and unstoppable. It's the nature of not self. Therefore, anicca, dukkha, and anatta are including in the dukkha sakka. At last only seeing the truth and enter nibbana. Then, Sariputta had said it was like all the footprints of other animals had to enter into the footprint of an elephant. All the anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha are included if you observe only the change and dissolution. Contemplation of impermanence is contemplation of sakka. With the contemplation of impermanence, indulgence of sensual pleasures not arise, kamasukalikanuyogo, neither arising the indulgence of self-mortifications, atakalemathanuyogo. This is not the way of pleasure and suffering. It's the middle way. If, for the pleasure of mind and body and becomes the way of tanha. and it is for the suffering of mind and body and becomes the way of dosa. Without them and you're on the middle way. Seeing the change and dissolution is the middle way. Seeing it longer and become mature. By seeing a lot of change and dissolution and become disenchantment. Why is that? Because we attain the changing and vanishing things. Normally we take it as having a good thing with us. Actually we get the disgusting and hateful thing with us. After that, we don't want to stay with it. Not only for disenchantment but also with the contemplation, and we develop to the knowledge of not wanting to get it. As soon as with the development of this knowledge, the changing and vanishing things disappear. The candor also disappears. With own knowledge seeing the place of not changing is Nirodha Sakha. The stability of no change appears. Nibbana arises. How does it appear? Note it as a movie show. At first it's complicating with pictures on the screen. When the movie is ended the white screen appears. Here also in the same way. Contemplate with samadhi and seeing the complex. With the contemplation of not wanting arises, and it becomes clear away things like seeing a white screen. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Insight for everyone. You can sit and also can lying down. It doesn't matter, for a beginner it is not suitable for lying down in practice. If a person is sick or has difficulty in sitting, then no other choice. It is also necessary to train in lying posture because most people can't escape from lying down at near death. With the normal breathing, knowing the in-breath comes in and goes out. Just doing this, by doing it and if at somewhere has pain and stop at watching the in-breath and out-breath. And turning the mind towards the pain, here Sayadaw was using the word sending the mind towards. Most Buddhists still believe that the mind can be gone here and there. Therefore, still are many Buddhists holding the view of a soul. They accept the view of reincarnation, instead of rebirth. The mind has the ability of inclination towards anywhere. It's changing. Before it's not in pain, but it happens now. At the time of observation the pain turns into dissolution. From its own nature becomes change. In living beings two minds can't arise at the same moment. Nana mind can arise only after the pain disappears. Therefore, you'll see the change and dissolution. You are seeing it because by watching the kanda. Change and dissolution are anicca dukkha sakha. It is anicca and also dukkha. The knowing nana mind is lokiya magga sakha. Contemplate like this in the kanda and only dukkha sakha and magga sakha exist. For people no contemplation only dukkha sakha and samadaya sakha exist without knowing. And lobha samadaya sakha ceases, i.e., the cessation without the arising. With the cessation of upadana and kama, the future jati, jara, marana also cease. The magan which see the change and dissolution make it ceases. Therefore, vipassana practice is watching the kanda. Then, Sariputta taught, kayamamam samapatha, watching and observing this kanda. It's rising and falling, anicca, magga. Then you get the magan by watching and observing. And you can't find it if you're searching for it. In the Milindapana, Ven. Nagasena said, tigers in the forest were not fast in chasing its prey. Therefore, they had to wait and catch the animals. If you say, I don't know how to do it. And then it means you're not watching. The kanda is showing its nature here and there. These shows are dukkha sakha and observing is magga sakha. Dying of tanha is samadaya sakha and the next kanda not arises is nirodha sakha. It's clear that we're practicing for the Four Noble Truths. Originally it's the diseased Kanda. Therefore, it'll show its diseases. It'll only show rise and fall, etc. If Kalesa not come in between them and you can attain path and fruition within 7 days. It was mentioned in the Satipatthana Sutta. We were not doing the watching before that samsara was very long for us. If you don't have anything to observe, then go back to the in-breath and out-breath. These are also rise and fall. After watching and observing for a long time, this kanda not shows you anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha, instead dukkha sakka. And nana develops. Therefore, you know very clear that having the human life is dukkha sakka. You're thoroughly penetrating dukkha. So you attain magan, path factors, not with prayers. This is the task of watching and observing. It appears as dukkha sakka without any sukha. You're only seeing dukkha and becoming disenchanted. Seeing the rise and fall is yathabhuta nana. Disenchantment with the rise and fall dukkha sakka is nibbida nana. After a while nana becomes sharp, and knowledge of not wanting to stay with these dukkha sakka arises. This knowledge arises and all the dukkha disappear. The ending of dukkha sakka disappears is nirodha sakka, and seeing this ending is magga sakka. Magga arises if dukkha disappears. Seeing dukkha is vipassana magga, inside path factors. If you are following to the ending of the practice, you will see the ending of dukkha, dukhasa antam karasati, with the path knowledge, magga nana. This was taught by Ven. Sariputta and also the Buddha. Therefore, today onwards you must do the work of watching and observing. If rise and fall are becoming more by practice and don't be lazy. Why so many death? Why so much dukkha? The arising is dukkha and vanishing is dukkha. By not taking pleasure in the rise and fall, tanha and dukkha will cease. So nibbana is far or near? It's very near, then. Sir. Then you all were not arriving there before, was never doing the task of watching and observing. Therefore, in samsara hell fire and hell woks were burning and boiling for all of you. It had never been extinguished because ditthi tanha not ceased. Here Sayadaw's admonishing and warning had strong samvega and showing our weakness. Ditthi tanha creates the hell fire. There are two kinds of tanha, tanha to hell, the four apayas, and tanha to sugati. It happened because ditthi, tanha not ceased. The permanent places of most living beings are the four planes of misery. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Dying and undying. Amitato, undying Dharma is Nibbana. In the world there are two kinds of Dharma, dying and undying. It's like there is heat and there is cold. The five khandas are dying Dharma. And without is undying Dharma. Beings are going the wrong way that they have to die. If they are going the right way will arrive to the cool place. This place is not good and people are changing to other places. Wherever you're changing it just only changes to death. With this kanda wherever you're going will never free from dangers. Nibbana is a safety place without the 11 kinds of fire for burning. So it has no aging, sickness and death. The kanda is the fuel for 11 kinds of fire. So you have to die again and again. The 11 kinds of fire are greed, anger, delusion, birth, aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. It needs to be contemplated often with human life and be seen more clearly. The sixth sense doors love sucker Vedana and beings are murdered by them. Therefore, beings die by the killers of Vedana Pakayatana, Upadana and Kama. If you can make Vedana becomes ending will free from death. Beings swallow the poisons of Vedana with Tana and kill by aging and death. If you know the Kanda as poison tree and you don't want it. Continued on Ven. Radha. Ven. Radha asked the Buddha, who is the murderer? He asked about the king of the death. Here was Mara. The Buddha answered as the five Kandas. Human never takes his Kanda as a poison tree. All the five Kandas are poisons. You will see its death with its own poison if you observe one of the Kandas. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. The burdened Kanda. Nibbana is not made by anyone and no dissolution. The Buddha smiled at the time of near his passing away because he had to lay down his burdened Kanda. The Kanda was arising, presence and dissolution, the three sub-moments of birth, aging, death. He would be separated from aging, sickness and death and stayed with no aging, no sickness and deathless. Someone abandons the five Kandas can be smiled and no sadness. He has to smile because will be stayed with no aging, no sickness and the deathless. He had been carried the Kanda quite a long time and no time for a rest. Even only as a real bodhisattva, it took four incalculable and 100,000 eons. We should be weary about our samsaric dukkha. Nibbana has the power of stability and coolness. The knowledge wanting to free from the present Kanda is the path of liberation. We have to come out from the knowledge of not wanting the present Kanda. Then, Sariputta recited these Pali verses near the time of laying down his burdened Kanda. Sayadaw recited the Pali verses. The Kanda was always burning with fire. I had never been in peace and happiness. I had never been freed from any life not to carry the Kandas made by Tanna. It was heavier than carrying the great MT. Meru on my back. Even MT. Meru would turn into ashes at the time of doomsday. But the burdened Kanda had to carry on in the other world. I never had the chances to lay it down before. Nibbana is the Dharma for everyone takes joy in it and put down the burdened Kanda when the time comes. Arahant had penetrated Dukkha thoroughly for four times on the way of practice, and also rested the mind in fruition state for many time and before. The path of liberation is easy if the teacher shows the way. Leaving the eye of the worldling aside and with the eye of Ariyan and the Kanda is never free from diseases. Therefore, don't pray for the Kanda. If you're taking the Kanda as very good, you don't actually want to be liberated from it. Only you know about its evils, and want to be freed from it. These points are important for Buddhists to contemplate. Dukkha means disgust and uselessness. Therefore, it only gives us troubles and sufferings in samsara, except we use it for liberation. With bhava tanha we will come back again and again for sufferings and no other purposes. The kanda only shows you what originally has. Sitting at a place, watching and observing for what it will show you. With the watching and observing we'll see the dissolution of the kanda. Nana has to follow behind its ehi pasako. Kanda is calling it come and see me. You will see it's not existing if you're following it. Why is that? For example, pain arises and at the time when Nana follows it and not there anymore. Its calling is the arising and not seeing it is the vanishing. With more samadhi and there are more callings. In the Kanda only the change and dissolution exist. The calling is the change and not existing is the vanishing. Note. Dukkha and the burdened candor. Buddhists or non-Buddhists should contemplate on dukkha and the burdened candor very often in our daily life with experiences. These dharmas are like two sides of a coin and inseparable. With the understanding of dukkha, we will understand the burdened candor, vice versa. With development in contemplation, we can see the world with wisdom and compassionate eyes of Dharma. Some Buddhists encourage people to use some Western philosophies to understand dukkha. The Buddha Dharma is complete by itself and no need other worldly knowledges to understand it. It's also impossible because nearly all of them are based on wrong views. Dukkha Sakka is the most difficult Dharma to all living beings. Only a Buddha and his noble disciples can understand them. Exclude Pachaka Buddha. We only need to practice with the Four Noble Truths with contemplation of them in our daily life of experiences. First, we need to have appreciation on the nature of dukkha. The best places are hospitals and patients afflicted by aging, sickness and dying. If we use the four meanings of dukkha sakka, 1. Oppressive, palanata, 2. Conditions by craving, sankhatata, 3. Burning with fire of craving, santapata, and 4. Suffering with changing, viparinamata. I myself also have a lot of benefit by using them in my daily life contemplation with experiences. First, sankhatata is my favorite one, which dukkha is quite extensive in one's life. It becomes wearisome which discern dukkha with the burdened candor. When someone becomes older and older, its oppressive nature is becoming greater and can feel the burdened candor with a lot of dukkha, many kinds of them. Within 11 years, I have 3 operations for 3 physical problems. As I am contemplating about this, the face of a Thai Ajahn appears in my mind's eye. He was Tan Chau Khan Nor, whose life and character had fascinated me quite for a long time. When His Majesty the King Rama VI passed away, he was only 35 years old and the personal attendant for him. Therefore, he himself possessed with placid and well-mannered demeanor. He wanted to make merit for the king and ordained as a monk for some times. After that he would come back to lay life and marry his fiancée, but when the time came for him, and he changed his mind. He spent his monkhood with practice for 45 years and at the age of 80 passed away with throat cancer. His monastery was in the Bangkok city near a smelly water canal. He lived in a kuti for 45 years and shut himself in it with all the windows were also closed all the times. Every day, someone had to send his meal to his kuti. Others could see him only 2 times daily when he came out to the group meetings for morning and evening pujas. One time there were 2 well-known English Buddhist couple, Morris and Ruth Walsh, came to visit and interview him. Quite a rare chance it would be. Our Bodhisatta became Buddha at the age of 35 and taught Dharma for 45 years. Tan Ajahn also became a monk at 35 and practiced for 45 years in Kuti. It was quite remarkable. There are many ways of renunciation, Nekama, which is also one of the perfections, Paramis. It is also important how to develop it properly and wisely. It should be in the middle way. If become extreme, it will like playing hide and seek. Another way is totally disbanding it like some traditions. Even the Buddha's middle way is profound and not easy to interpret. Many years ago I had read a Thai book which documented Tan Chau Khan's condition and included color photographs. It was quite frightening to see it. The left side of his throat was eroded with cancerous cells and created a big sore and looked disgusting. This body is really Dukkha Saka, disgusting and useless. Tan Chao Kun was lying down on the floor, and it seemed to be he possessed the strength of Dharma to endure it calmly. It made me remember one of the scenes in the documentary film about His Majesty the King Rama IX by BBC. His Majesty had a big and wide shrine room with some of the Thai forest Ajahn's photos and their sariras. These are colored crystals come from the purified mines and look like gems. Her Majesty the Queen was explaining about him to the BBC crews. The Queen pointed to Tan Chao Kun's photo and explained about his illness. She went to see Tan Ajahn and asked him about the pain. His answer was he could bear it. There is definitely physical pain, but not mental pain. Dharma is truly a refuge. Human dukkha is insignificant if compared with the suffering of hell beings, animals and ghosts. These were also our permanent homes in the rounds of existence before. If we don't have the sasana in our heart, in the future will be the same. Most of us come here for sightseeing. Mogik Sayadaw Ji was quite a remarkable Dharma teacher. His teaching on dukkha and the burdened kanda is just as if someone were to place upright what was overturned, to reveal what was hidden, to show the way to one who was lost or to carry a lamp into the dark. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. No date noted. Time and timeless. Because of the sun and the moon, day and night times arise. With them temperature, utu, arises. With temperature, aging and sickness arise. Every day the temperature is eating and chewing the kanda. Eaten by time, kala, and become old. These are the change of the kanda. Time, kala, is cold and hot temperatures. With them you can't free from dangers. Therefore, I am urging you try to become akalika, timeless. The Buddha didn't like the beings were living with time. You have to make companions with aging, sickness and death if you're living with time. The Buddha had arisen in the world for the beings became timeless, akalika. But when daytime appears you all are happy. If nighttime arises also you all are happy with it. And you are taking rest at nighttime. These are not seeing the dangers of time. The mind wants to transcend time can't arise. It's akalika, timeless and can be experienced here and now, with the practice of the noble paths. This quality of the Dharma is not for worshipping, but for practice. Akalika is Nibbana, timeless Dharma. Therefore, the Buddha taught that in Nibbana there were no sun and no moon. There is no heat element to eat and chew the kanda, and no causes for aging, sickness and death. You will have the sun and the moon if you're running around the 31 realms of existence. Sayadaw gave the example for this as how living beings looked like in samsara. It was like a dog following by a man behind and who was beating it with a stick inside a room, but this dog just running around the room. Time eats all the living beings. Sayadaw recited the Pali verses of the Buddha. This is the path of people not knowing the truth. Therefore, we must consume the time. We never know the faults of time. The faults are very great indeed. Sayadaw continued to use the DA chart to explain the Dharma of time. Some people when their children are born they advertise it in the newspaper. They don't know that it's for avijja and sankhara. And it is for the sake of eaten by kala. It's clear that Nibbana is free from the three periods of time. See the 12 links of DA chart. People think that nothing exists in Nibbana. It's not so. It means the freedom from the sun and the moon, the three periods of time, and not becoming the eating and chewing stuffs. Therefore, Nibbana is free and safety from dangers. You have to go there. Is it Nibbana far or near? It's near, then. Sir, why do people not arrive there? Because they do not encounter a good teacher and not knowing the way. At the ending of Kanda, Nibbana exists. At the end of section 2, i.e., Vinana right pointing arrow Nama, Rupa right pointing arrow Salayatana right pointing arrow Fasa right pointing arrow Vedana. You have to practice between Vedana and Tana. The ending of Kanda is Nibbana. The ending of Tana is Nibbana. If you attain Magan and time is eaten by you. If you don't attain Magan and you have been eaten by time.